From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Milepost 21 fire on the Hoopa Valley Reservation is expected to have been contained 100% by Sunday evening. All containment lines around the fire were mopped up. Also, burning wood remnants or other materials generating heat were extinguished. Crews have been working on backhauling all trash, hoses, and any other tools or materials used in fighting the fire. Hand lines were rehabbed as well, and channels to direct water off areas to reduce erosion were put in place. A wood chipper is being used to chip up cut brush, and an excavator working to water, bar, and place, slash, and cut brush over the dozer lines. Humboldt County Joint Information Center receiving multiple calls about false texts and news reports announcing the reopening of bars and dine-in restaurants. Those reports are incorrect. A statewide closure of these facilities remains in effect per state orders. All bars are to remain closed. The following sectors are allowed to operate outdoors only. They include dine-in restaurants, wineries and tasting rooms, movie theaters, family entertainment centers like bowling alleys, mini golf and batting cages, zoos and museums, and card rooms. Well, following next of kin notification, Eureka police have identified the deceased individual from last weekend's officer-involved shooting as 51-year-old John Seeger of Eureka. Names of the involved officers will be released before or on August 3rd. The multi-agency critical incidents response team has completed its investigation at the scene of the shooting. Happened on the 2800 block of Lowell Street in Eureka. The residence has been released back to the family. It's an ongoing active investigation. The completed CERT investigation will be submitted to the DA's office for review and to ultimately determine if any criminal counts could be filed. Construction for the City of Arcata's Fish Passage Retrofit Project begins on Wednesday. Funding for the project provided by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Coastal Program at Humboldt Bay to improve fish passage at the James Creek Crossing at Alliance Road. The city's contracted with Hooven Construction for the project, and work involves retrofitting downstream of any existing concrete box culvert at the Alliance Stream Crossing and traffic control. Construction begins on Wednesday on Alliance Road near Westwood Court. Work will take place Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on some days, the contractor could extend work hours from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.